It was easy to make laugh. We would say, "Dad, what are your names?" And he would name all of his nicknames. He'd say, "Bill, Billy, Will, Willie, William, Felix, Needham, Jr." And do it really fast. And we would laugh. And we'd learn to say, "Bill, Billy, Will, Willie, William, Felix, Needham, Jr." I mean, one of the things that Poppy taught me was every person is a person of value. And Monday morning was trash day at the drugstore. And Dad wore, instead of a pharmacist smock, he wore a, I think it was called a Guaybera, and it had two pockets on top and two deep pockets. So on Monday morning, he would fill his pockets with coffee cups, sugar packets, and creamers and stirrers. And so at 8:30 or 9 in the morning, when he could hear the trash trucks starting to roll around the corner, he would say, "Grab the coffee pot." If I was there, I would grab the coffee pot and follow him down the stairs and out the back door where the trash cans were. And when the garbage truck pulled up, the men who were collecting the garbage hopped off, and Dad poured each of them a cup of coffee, hot coffee. You know, he took plenty of time saying, do you take sugar or creamer? Eventually, he learned. And he did that very quietly. He never made a production just on Monday morning, and he did that for years. He saw them as men who were working a hard job and doing their best, and he wanted to treat them with respect.
Did you notice that he changed much over time from when you knew him when you were growing up to when he was a grandfather to us?
Yeah, I saw a softening. His way of looking at life was a little bit black and white, but in person, when he met people, he was very liberal in his love. He was very accepting of people. During the Vietnam War, his good friend Dave, in either Look or Life magazine, there was a full color spread, and it was Dave leading a sit-in protesting the Vietnam War. And so Mom and Dad called us three kids together to show us that. And I expected him to say, "Isn't this terrible?" And instead he said, "Isn't this wonderful?" I don't agree with his politics, but Dave has the courage of his convictions to really act upon it, and I really admire him with that. You know, we'd have lots of debates about issues, but he always appreciated the debate, and he'd say, "Gosh, you argued that really well. I'm having trouble refuting that."
That's so wonderful.
So later, when I had very different politics from Dad, I said, "That's your fault, because you gave us permission to think on our own."